Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kim Parr. This morning, my guest is Jana Monzella, the Key Accounts and Marketing Manager with Florum USA. Jana, how you doing?
Great. Thank you.
I wanted to catch up. I know the company has committed to spend $60 million in the Florum USA facility in Clarksville, Tennessee. But let's get a little background information first. Florum USA, part of the Florum Group, and the facility you have there in Clarksville is the largest single-site tile factory in the state of Tennessee, right?
Correct.
And give us a feel for how big it is.
Well, under roof, we have over 1 million square feet.
And you've committed to spend $60 million there, enhancing it. Tell us where you are in the process of spending that money.
Yeah, well, there's over 200 tasks in the complete renovation schedule, and Florum has the mindset of, this is good, but how can we make it better? So we're continuously evolving by replacing machinery and adding in the latest in technology with new presses, spray dryers, raw material storage, digital printers, and more, because we want to offer products that we're proud of.
What are the things that you've added thus far?
Well, we just finished installing a new rectification line and polishing line.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only one of its class in the United States with anti-stain technology. So that's something that we're really proud of. And then we're also going to be turning on a 6th kiln in July of 2018. And we also have in the works plans to build a new warehouse and showroom here on the property in Clarksville, Tennessee. So there's a lot of things in the works for Florum USA as we continue to grow and expand.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but adding a 6th kiln, most of the people that know about these rolling hearth kilns, no, that's an immediate indication of the capacity, your throughput, because there's X amount of product you can run through a single kiln. So this makes you probably the largest producer of porcelain tile in the state of Tennessee, doesn't it?
Yes.
So by adding that 6th kiln, how much does that increase your capacity by?
It's going to be approximately 15 million square feet of additional capacity.
That's impressive. Yeah. And you've invested in new presses, new spray dryers, new digital printing, because digital printing is the crux of what all the new looks are like, right?
Yes. Yeah, it allows you to have a more realistic design without the blur that the old rotocolor printers used to be subject to.
Mm-hmm. And also, you don't have as many repeats, right?
Correct.
And so I know I'm leaving later this week for the Trisai show, and you are as well, right?
Yes, that's correct. Florum will be there. It'll be the Florum Group. We won't have any U.S. products presented this year,
mm-hmm.
but it'll be a great chance for people to see the new slabs.
Yeah. Now, Florum, a long time ago, did most of their higher-end styles in Italy and imported them. But the way you've been upgrading this facility, you're able to make them right here in the USA almost as well as they can make them in Italy, right?
Yes, that's true. We've been investing a lot into our factory operations
mm-hmm.
so that we can mirror that of our Italian operation.
And how do you decide what you're going to make here versus what you're going to import?
Well, trends change. Italy tends to be the forefront of design, and we get a lot of our inspiration from there.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the U.S. market, when the economy is good, is with any area. When people have money and they're making money, then they're willing to spend that on more designer products. So the industry is trending towards more the polished looks, the rectified looks, the higher-end products. So that's where Florum USA is headed right now.
Okay. Now, you've had some good growth recently in some of your national accounts, haven't you?
We have hundreds of national accounts that we work with. There are large restaurant chains that we're dealing with and also several retail operations. Our tile is quite literally everywhere. We're in airports, we're in shopping centers. Almost anywhere you go publicly, you'll find Florum tile.
Okay. So that's what you mean by national accounts versus channels like the Tile Store or Home Depot or things like that?
Correct.
Another thing I know Florum's doing is you're making some major investments in producing products that can be used outdoors, right?
Yes. Yeah, we have 2-centimeter thick outdoor porcelain pavers
mm-hmm.
that are becoming more and more popular as people have their interior space designed. They want the exterior to also be an extension of that interior space. So we're seeing a lot more of an aesthetic importance for the outdoor living with patios, poolside. Our tiles are very versatile, so we've had them installed on rooftop applications. Extremely durable.
How's business doing this year?
It's great. We continue to grow year over year. Since I've been here, it's been just over 10 years now. We've had double-digit growth every year.
So you're outpacing the market, because I think the Tile Council of North America said that the tile market grew, I think, about 6% last year, if I'm right?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're outpacing the market growth.
Yes.
Okay. Well, it's good to catch up with you and hear about Florum USA's ongoing success. Again, been talking to Jana Monzella, the Key Accounts and Marketing Manager with Florum USA, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloraDaily.net.